Dear Reverend Fathers, dear faithful, allow me to make a little update about the Militia Immaculata, which is very well established here since Father Dennis MacDonald's, who was the first MI priest in the United States, was established here. And I'm very happy to see that you have an MI corner where you can feed yourself with necessary ammunition to be ready knights, soldiers in the hands, instruments in Our Lady's hands, in order to win the battle against the devil, against his terrible armies, especially all the Freemasons of every color and possibility, which is in fact one of the worst evils which now dominates the world. Now, you have heard about Our Lady all the time. Father Pryor is one of the most outstanding Marian preachers, and you can be happy and thankful that somebody explains you in all details the immense role of Our Lady in our times, in our life, in the church, in the world. And this is first of all, and most of all, my personal behavior towards her. I must understand that beneath the cross, when Our Lady stood beneath the cross, I was involved in that moment when Jesus Christ said to her, looking all over the world and seeing all people all over the world and seeing and watching also you and me. And then she said to his own mother, his own only mother, and said, behold your son, behold your child. And at this moment, Our Lady became really my mother, my heavenly mother, who loves me so much. Reflect often about this invocation of Maximilian Kolbe's consecration, when he starts, O Immaculata, Queen of heaven and earth, and our mother who loves us so much. And Grignion de Montfort, St. Louis, he explains us in the Treatise of the True Devotion. He tries to explain when he says, take all the love of all people, all mothers together into the heart of just one mother. And this one mother would love, these many mothers would love them, their millions of sons, with an immense love, like St. Monica loved her son, St. Augustine, as Mother Margaret loved her son, Saint John Bosco, and so on. And now this mother, with the full love of all mothers in her heart, would just love one child with this love. Behold, Mary's mother to me, to you, is even yet greater. This is incredible. It's impossible to grasp. However, it is true. And we do not believe in this truth. And we have to try and to strive all of our life to go nearer, to approach, to realize how much Mary loves me. Look, she is Our Lady of perpetual help. 24 hours a day, 86,400 seconds a day. She looks into your heart. She surrounds you. From heaven, she wants to protect you. She wants to help you in all difficulties, in all trials, in joys, in happiness, and also in disasters. Especially when you are in need, when you are in danger, when you risk to lose your life, when you risk to lose your spiritual life, when you are full of darkness in your mind and you risk to lose your faith. Our Lady is the guardian of the faith. Our Lady is of her, she gives you always the good counsel, that you always do the right thing when you do not know what you do. If we only would understand the immense role of Our Lady in our personal life. But why now the MI? Because, as we have explained it very, 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 very often, Our Lady, she directs not only and guides our personal life. She is not only mother to bring us to God, which is certainly the most important thing. My Immaculate Heart will be your personal refuge, your shelter, and the way which leads you to God. says Our Lady of Fatima herself. But in the same way, she wants you now to fulfill the other commandment. You can go to heaven only if you take others with you, which means the love of neighbor. We must try to think about this great task Our Lady gives us, or moreover, Our Lord gives us. Our Lord wants that each one of us not only is on earth to save himself and become happy forever and ever, which is the sole reason of my life on earth, to prepare yourself to heaven, but also to help others on this way. So therefore, God wants to use us as his instruments. You see this every day when you know very well that Jesus Christ, our Lord, is everything in our religion. However, you see, receive the graces of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ works here in this church and everywhere in the world unto the end of the times, using simple and modest instruments. These are your priests. They are the instruments of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through them, by them, he gives you all graces you need. If you have no priests, you have no Christ. And now Our Lady also, who is the mediatrix of all graces, Our Lady also, who is, after Jesus Christ, our all, our one and all, Our Lady also, according to the will of God, needs instruments. Look, her Immaculate Heart, which is the symbol of the profoundness, the greatness of Mary, which is an ocean without end, an ocean of graces, fullness of graces, all graces, all life of God, what God wanted to give to the man, to the earth, to the world, is stocked, is put in the heart of Our Lady. That is what you received when Jesus Christ died on the cross. Jesus Christ, from his heart, gave to her all graces he merited dying on the cross. Graces of conversion of all people and of sanctification of all. So if you, me, have been converted and convert all the time again and again, it means go away from darkness, go away from sin, go away from dirt. This grace we owe to Our Lady. And if we can approach heaven and go closer to heaven by practicing the virtues and doing good and living according to the grace, this is again, we get that through Our Lady. Now Our Lady wants to give these graces to her beloved children. She finds some children who open themselves to her. But now she wants, in the moment when she receives such a child, and when this child will hear, "Behold your mother," in the same moment you receive the task. You know, my dear child, you have not to love God alone, but you have to love God in your neighbors, in the other people. It's his will that you help them to get out of sin, out of error, out of darkness, out of hell, and bring them to grace, bring them to light, bring them to God, bring them to heaven. That's your task. And then you are amazed, what can I do? I'm a poor sinner, I'm a wretch, I'm nothing. Of course you are nothing. Of course we are wretches and sinners, we are good for nothing. But you're like a pencil. You're like a broom. You're like a channel. In itself, completely useless. Look where the brooms of this church are. Most of them you will not find it. I don't know where they are. They are needed to clean the church. But no church person will clean the church without these brooms. And if you want to paint a picture, you will not paint it without the pencils. And when you have to water the garden, or to water a desert to make it a flourishing garden, you need from the sources, from the oasis, you need a channel who brings the water from the fountain to the dry garden. If not, everything becomes dry and desert, as here around everything seems to be a little bit desert. So, my friends, that's a very simple thing. And so Our Lady, she wants to use you. You become instrument in her immaculate hands. And this is exactly the great world, spiritual world of Saint Maximilian Kolbe, who is the extension of Grignion de Montfort. He wants us to apply this true devotion to Mary to that special part, the special part of your life, department in your life, which is our whole relationship with the neighbors. And here we have so much problems because we have not understood most of the time that the neighbor can be saved mostly only because Our Lady has an instrument. As Jesus Christ will not work in the world without his instruments, the priests, Our Lady will not be able to give the many graces if she has no instruments. Now Maximilian Kolbe came. This man alone, always sick, deadly sick. He came and poor boy. I told the children, the youngsters this afternoon, what a naughty boy, what a difficult man it was with his terrible character. And he changed because Our Lady changed him. And then he gave his life for her. Sick as he was, he founded the Militia Immaculata, the one of the most important armies of Our Lady. When he saw that the Freemasons are going to dominate even the Vatican and to announce that the world will be under the care, under the domination of the worst enemies of the Church, including the Pope. And when he saw that, he said, there is somebody more strong, stronger than the devil. There is somebody who has received the grace to smash, to crush Satan's head and to vanquish all heresies all over the world. And that's Our Lady. And so his love to Our Lady understood that now she needs instruments, because in order to crush Satan's head, to vanquish all heresies, to keep the faith in the hearts, to make Christians Christians, and to make countries Christianity, Our Lady needs instruments. Our Lady needs channels to pass the fullness of grace into the hearts. And this is the task of each Christian, especially of the confirmed, because the confirmation gives you the great important task to become a soldier of Jesus Christ, to extend the kingdom of Jesus Christ, to diminish the tyranny of the devil. How you do that? Giving yourself into the army of Our Lady. Being really Catholic means not only take care of your own soul. It would not be a full Catholic who comes to the church only for himself. I have heard it many times. Why do you come here? I want to get my sacraments. Okay? And then the rest is not important for me. And your neighbors don't exist for me. Let them go. It's their thing. This we name individualism. This is a very dangerous behavior because as a great writer in France, Léon Blois, he said, a Catholic who doesn't want to be a hunter of souls, a missionary, is a pig, because the pigs are only eat for themselves. They do not care about the other pigs. And that is what we live if we only take care of ourselves. Maybe we have a little interest and a big interest for the welfare of our closest family. But have you ever understood that your neighbors and the Hindus and the Chinese and the black and the white and everybody in the world have been also purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, and Mary has become their mother? She has so many children, so far from her, they don't even know they have such a mother who loves them so much. And now it's our task, the most noble task somebody could have on earth, which much more, imagine one of you would himself, just himself, have built this beautiful church. Your name will be known in this area for 100 and 100 years. With one little prayer, you make more than build such a church. You will sanctify a living sanctuary, a soul who if you do not pray for this soul and not being the instrument of Our Lady to bring the graces, her graces, his graces into the soul, this would be a rat hole. And through these prayers, it becomes a temple, and not only a temple of stones like this here, but the living temple. This means a sanctuary of God, which goes afterwards to heaven thanks to your prayers. And now Our Lady, everywhere we see her, in Fatima, in La Salette, in many places, she's weeping. Why? Why she is weeping? Because there are so much sinners? Of course, but this is also the great problem. That Our Lady knows that we are all sinners is not the problem. Because it's just for these poor sinners she came. The problem is that she's so full of graces. She wants to make the sinners happy. She wants to make her children not to go to hell forever. She wants the children to go to heaven, her children to be happy. But she needs instruments, and she has no instruments anymore. That's the problem. That is what makes Our Lady so sad. And so Maximilian Kolbe calls for those instruments. And now, 1917, he gathers them. And in 1942, they are more than 4 million. Together with his friend, spiritual friend, Frank Duff, with 20 millions of Legion of Mary. And Father Colgan with 25 millions of blue armies, a blue army of Our Lady of Fatima. These were the armies. And what they did, through their being instrument, Our Lady gave graces and graces and graces. Millions of martyrs in China, thanks to the Legion of Mary. Conversions in Eastern Europe, thanks to the Militia Immaculata. And all these, thanks to the awful Second Vatican Council, was collapsing totally. Why? It's very simple, because Our Lady lost almost all her instruments. Because if the instrument doesn't know to be an instrument and for what it is, it will not be an instrument anymore. So to whom, I ask you, Our Lady would come? This is the very reason why Our Lady certainly wanted, in the Catholic tradition, this MI, this Militia Immaculata, this her army revived. That we, who are the last people who have the grace to have received all the treasures of our holy faith, the gifts and all the lights of all the saints and their example, we have received all that. We have the full light of all centuries of Catholic Church, with all the saints and all the angels on our side. With the beautiful most pearl of the holy, of our holy religion, with this sacrifice of the Mass. We have all that. We can easily become saints because we have the priests, we have the church, we have everything. But we lose something if we forget this last most important task. What you will do when you have finished your service, church? What you will do when you have finished your morning, evening prayers? You will become a pagan. You will also live like an individual who's only gathering his only money, to living his house, to driving his car, to eat and to drink and to sleep and to eat and to drink and to sleep and then finally to die. Of course we must eat and drink and sleep. But we must also work and work and work. We must do our duties of state. But for what? With which intention? That is the key of the MI. That I understand my great task. In doing my little job, the child goes to church. Child goes to school. The student to university. The husband to his work. The wife to his kitchen and laundry. Each one goes to his place. The grandma to her sufferings. And the grandpa is trying to do a little bit something in the garden to help. But all these wonderful things good Christians are doing, they should do in this terrible, in this very, very conscience. I do that for one purpose, to glorify God and to help Our Lady to save souls. That's it, what we have to remind ourselves, my dear friends. Therefore, the NI has been established all over the Catholic tradition. We can almost say there are more MIs, Knights of the Immaculata, almost more in some countries than even traditionalists. Because even people from the Novus Ordo, even people who are just about to convert, they understand immediately the words of Our Lady in Fatima. Please help me. I am your mother. They love Mary, even though they don't know almost anything of the church. When we work together, Father Robinson, in Australia, I am Asia, for 4 years, and we met in these countries, especially in the Philippines. In the Philippines, they have so many knights, they have forgotten to pray. There is a remnant of love to Our Lady. They were touched to tears when we explained them, Our Lady wants you. She needs you. Because if she has that instrument, it's you, even a poor sinner, she will pass her graces to your people. And they enrolled. And many of them changed. Many become fervent Christians, Catholics, because they understood Our Lady, I do something for her, so she does much more for me. That's true. Anyway, in the meanwhile, the MI has been established now in 65 countries in the world. The last countries to be established is a country where I never thought we will have any Catholic traditionalists, Kazakhstan. Incredible. And now, let me give you some little hints about what's happening now. Sorry. My last trip before the COVID closure, and the COVID thing, was to go to Africa, to Nigeria. In Nigeria, I was asked to establish the MI, because they were interested. It was not yet established. It was just at the eve of the COVID. I left Nigeria the day afterwards, everything was closed. I was there 10 days. I established the MI in about 15 places. More than 1,000 nights enrolled. Everything happy, as we do it here. We gave them the flyers, we make enrollment ceremonies. They are singing, beautiful, miraculous medal, they are proud. And I leave them a lot of materials, flyers and so on. They are happy. But nobody would have even thought how important it is. A month afterwards, I get messages, Father, Our Lady sent you. I say, what happens? Yes, Our Lady sent you. Now, we have suddenly no mass anymore, no sacraments anymore. We have no chance to go to church. Everything's closed. The priest cannot come. We are starving. But just at the eve, she came and she made us knights. And now what you do, we go to the people who are also sad, even Novus Ordo people, who are not able to go to Mass anymore to pray. We go to them. We distribute miraculous medals. Our Lady helps you. Please trust her. Pray. And we gave her them the little flyers about the rosary. The people kiss these flyers and say, that's just a ray of hope in this darkness. When after 7 months, last year, after my visit, which now was just one year ago. Now, when I got the next news and said, Father, we have no Mass since March. 7 months no Mass. 7 months no priest. 7 months no sacraments. We come together. We pray the rosary. We distribute miraculous medals. We live from the MI. We want to do what Our Lady says. She is our great consolation, the great consolation of the people. And now, Father Scott, you know him very well, who is working there, and the priest said, thanks to these activities of the Knights of the Immaculata having no Mass anymore, and so on, the number of the faithful increased so much that we cannot even imagine that. Because, you know, these people see there is somebody who brings us God, brings us Our Lady. Simple young people who just may be converted to Catholic tradition, having got such a task in these terrible times. And this happens in many places in the world where people have no chance to go to Mass or during long periods, no Mass. How much they are half starving. I have seen that in many places where I'm working now in Eastern Europe. Now let's come to Eastern Europe. In Eastern Europe, in Poland, look what we are doing. That what you have to have in mind is not this little egoist thing. I want to fill my church here. I want that everybody becomes traditionalist, SSPX. Oh, that'd be wonderful. It's not because of SXPX, but because it's of the truth and the true light they may get. But now, look what we want that these people would convert. They go astray. They only think about their health. They die one after the other in despair. They have no chance anymore to know God. Now in Poland, all these people find themselves in the cemeteries. On the cemeteries, first of November, second, third. Everybody goes there. They do not pray anymore. It's just a custom. So the MI makes for that opportunities a flyer. This is a flyer about the everlasting things. Death, judgment, hell, heaven. These people have not heard them since a long time. If they are old, they have never heard it at all if they are not so old. And so the our nights, they just go to the cemeteries when the people stand before the graves and looking and counting the candles in order to pray, instead of praying for the souls departed, because they don't even know anymore what is a purgatory, they get it. And everybody takes thousands of these flyers, which we translated in English, you can take some with you. You cannot imagine, we do not know, but we know very well that many, many of these peoples, maybe the first of time of their life, will hear about the truth concerning what is that, what coming soon for them, which may convert a lot of people. And we are sure, because we see it in ourselves. Look, in Poland, thanks certainly of the activities of the Knights of the Immaculata, the number of our faithful in 1 year has tripled. In Warsaw, in the capital, when we had 15 years ago about 100 faithful in this church, when it was built, then we had 300, and I was almost happy 4 years ago to let, no, 3 years ago, coming back, there were 500. Now there are 1,200 faithful. In a chapel which 2 years ago was 50 people, now there are 400. It's impossible to imagine. All the people want a chapel because they are betrayed. They are forced to receive the communion in their hands in the parish. The parish are closed, and they are threatened terribly because they do not submit to the rules. Because if there are a certain number of people in the church is closed and everybody stays outside. Cannot go to the church anymore. So these people like feeling that this terror is worse than the communist times. They are looking around. Who receives us? Who wants to give us the Holy Communion in that as our fathers have received? And then they find somebody who gives them a flyers. Because they hear all awful things about the Lefebvrists and all these bad people. So they have no courage to come to us. But then they receive something about Our Lady. Oh, what is that beautiful? Oh, that's what I want. And they then go and look a little bit more. And what do they find? They find that all these people who make all these flyers and booklets and brochures is the priests and the people of the SSPX. And so they come. Look, since 2 years, 14 priests have joined us. Everybody of them, he says, is thanks to Our Lady. Thanks to Our Lady. These priests were about to despair. They were about to be forced to give communion in the hands. They can't. They were punished. Priests have been kicked out of one parish to the other, transferred in order just to break them. They have cases, you know, these priests, sometimes they are so sad. They are so depressed, so despaired. And that brought them, many of them, they never thought in those times about the SSPX because they were trained modernists. We are simple modernist priests. But as in Poland, yet somehow pious, somehow Marian. And then they started to pray the rosary. Then they got mostly such free literature. They read the Marian saints, especially Maximilian Kolbe. And then they opened their eyes and said, that's not the same thing what we hear now. And now, my friends, it's very interesting to see how these priests start to enter the way of tradition. They start to read more about Our Lady, and they understand that Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, so there must be something which is not Immaculate Conception. They learn again there is an original sin. They learn again there is a hell, because Our Lady speaks to be freed from the fires of hell. All these things they have not learned in their youth in the seminary. Now when they come to us, they have to fight, not to be, you know, to be full of hatred against them who have misled them. I have been deceived. I want to become a good priest, and they have stolen my faith. They have stolen my faith. They have stolen my love to God. When I was a small kid, yes, my grandma, my parents taught me the good faith. And then I come to the seminary and they took me away everything. They made me doubt on everything. They made me think about all things, but not about the truth of the faith. And now these people, these priests have discovered it. It's so beautiful. And at this moment in Poland, we are in contact with about 50, 60 priests. Of course, I would never say that we'll all come to us. Anyway, we have no place, huh? Anyway, but that what is interesting is that these priests, you know, it is mostly through the MI. Our people go to them. They know these priests, a little conservative and so on. And so they give them the flyers, brochures, booklets, and they start to read. And that's the beginning for more many of them to become at least conservative priests, to renew their faith. And this influence we have on such many priests, that's all our ladies working through us. Without her, nobody would come. But if you have one priest who joins us, really, who becomes associated priest or even wants to enter the SSPX, we have some such young priests from this, in the priest in this time of formation, of preparing themselves, the 2 years formation, we have four Peters. So it's very difficult to distinguish them. Peter something, Father Peter something, and then now the last is a Redemptoris is also a Peter. So all these Peters are coming. So when they enter and they say, when they discover the whole faith, when they learn to celebrate Mass, and then the whole traditional life they begin to live, they have never seen that. Because even before, when they were linked to the Indal people, to the Comitia Ecclesia Dei people, they have got only the Mass, but nothing else. Now they see that all this is life, and this life is a family, and this family has a mother. And this mother is exactly that what attracts them and brings them always closer to Jesus and makes them to good, become good priests. Thanks to that, I could open in this year already 6 new chapels and 6 missions, which means that the number of places where the Holy Mass is celebrated increased in 1 year from 15 to 32 in Poland. We opened now the apostolate, the work in Slovakia, in Ukraine, in Lithuania, in Estonia, in Russia, where it's very difficult to work. So I have not the time to explain you that, because Father has told me I must stick to the clock, because here you are punctual like Germans. And so anyway, what I wanted to say here is that you can't even imagine how important the task of each one of you is. I have this example everywhere, which is given by, look, the Giacinta of Fatima, this little girl, always only simple, but dying because of the Spanish flu, offered her prayers and sacrifices, being faithful to Our Lady of Fatima. Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus, same thing. And so many others. We have examples of holy children who have much more followed the task of Our Lady to become her instruments than we old guys and adults. We have such peace, such wonderful people here in the United States. We have much of them also all over the world. I spoke to the students about some examples this afternoon. Incredible work. And what they do, they just pray. They do the sacrifice, and that's already done. Pray and do sacrifices, says Our Lady, because so many people go to hell because nobody prays and makes a sacrifice for them. But then, that is what interesting is, that those people who understand that they have also, if they can, approach directly to the others. Because we are afraid. You know, the communists are not afraid. The Freemasons are not afraid. All the sectarians are not afraid. The Twitters of Jehovah, they're not afraid to knock at the doors. And we are so much afraid even to give a flyer to the neighbor on occasion of the feast. Because he's not Catholic. He's Novus Ordo. He's not interested. My friends, I say to the children, I say to everybody, be intelligent. Now Christmas is coming. Everybody is making Christmas shopping. You have certainly people around you who are not traditionalists, who need that. Oh, Father, they won't get it. They will not accept it. Do you think they will not accept your Christmas gift, Christmas present? So if you know that these people like dark chocolate, be so kind and buy 2 dark chocolates. One, and then you put in the middle the flyer and the other. And so you give them at your Christmas, under the Christmas tree. You can be sure that these people will not throw away the flyer because they love the chocolate. And so they take everything. When I say this, everybody laughs, of course, but it's just amazing to make such an apostolate. But it works. How many times people came up to me, Father, you know how I got new Our Lady, and finally I'm here in the traditional church because I've got a flyer in a wonderful Christmas or birthday present. Somebody put a flyer in that. And you know what I did? When I saw the flyer, I was shocked. What is this then? And I put the flyer away, but I didn't throw it away. And one day, I had a terrible moment. Something went wrong in my life, terribly wrong. And was in a despair, and my eyes fell just on this flyer. And I took him and started to read. And that was the beginning of my conversion. Happy that person who bought two chocolates and put the flyer inside. And this is what we have to think about. Each one of us can be an apostle, a hunter of souls. In order not to make it too long, I just wanted to make a very fast look over everywhere. So in the Philippines, Father Tim Pfeiffer is a wonderful apostle. We know him very well. He keeps the flame ahead. He gathers even some young people who give themselves entirely to Our Lady. That is the secretary of the MI in the Philippines. And thanks to that, they make missions. They go all over the country, all over the islands, try to bring Our Lady to them. And so they keep fervently thousands and thousands of nights to do their work, to be instruments in the hands of Our Lady. But also in dangerous countries. You know, the first nights of the Immaculata, hidden ones, we have in Turkey, in countries where the Catholic faith is not allowed. These people are working amongst their friends, the Muslims, and try to give them the flyers. It's dangerous because if you are trapped with that, for instance, in these Arabian countries, Kuwait, you can be killed for that. China, I told to the fathers, the MI was established. Thanks to this, the Knights of the Immaculata, it's the only way how these people, these Chinese people, they cannot make apostolate because it's very, very dangerous for the priests to come there. Father Robinson has been there many times or sometimes. There is a little flock of people and the others how? Due to the internet and so on. But we have to give to these people a life, and the life is Our Lady. So they translate the flyers into Chinese. They make themselves rosaries. And the rosaries they distribute and give to the people. And that is what the people bring back to the faith. How many people we have baptized during the last 5-6 years in China. Now the thing is difficult because of the COVID, but these people are amazing. Amongst them is Fang Zhang, is a young girl, a young student, a young teacher, a 30 years old teacher, not so young. And she made the retreat, and then she visited the Philippines, the Oblate Sisters, and she wanted to become a richer sister. First Chinese vocation. She came home. The father said, never, you stay here and you work for the family. She said, I must follow the world, our Lord Jesus Christ. The dad takes away the passport. She goes to the office, makes a new passport. And so when the father says, your father sees that she will not bow, she will not refuse, she will resist on his demands because he wants to serve God, he calls the police. And the police calls the major police, the KGB of China, which means that you are now on the blacklist. And she came on this blacklist, and when she had also already the visa, she arranged to make for the Philippines to go there. She was invited for a meeting with these people. What that means, nobody understands of us. This means that they call her, have their telephone, of course, they have all telephones, call her, and I was there together with some faithful, and hear these people saying that you have to come there on that and that moment, in this place, and you have to explain, where do you go, what is this sect, who is the leader of this sect, where is coming from, all the names of the people who are there. If you don't come, well, they didn't say that, but everybody knows, you are on the list of fugitives. You lose all the rights. And if they catch you, you can be put to death because you have refused the orders of this secret police. And Fang Zhang, you know, we were all troubled. We are in a despair. We were just trembling hearing that. The only who didn't tremble was Fang Zhang. She said to me, Father, that's now years and years that you talk us, you must trust Our Lady. She said to me, and said, Father, now we must trust Our Lady. Yes, of course, but this is a dangerous thing. Well, I trust her. And everybody of us were just amazed how she was keeping the calm. And then she said, look, the Philip, our coordinator, his child in the womb of his mother was dying. And the doctor said, mother must make abortion. And Philip and his wife and the family, they prayed 1,000 rosaries in order that the life of the child saved. All the doctors said, you're crazy, you will die with your child. She got the child, and the child was in a beautiful, incredible health, thanks to 1,000 rosaries. And now Fang Zhang says, let's do the same with me. Let's pray 1,000 rosaries. We have just a week. So there were 20, 30 people. I was amongst them. We prayed 1,000 rosaries. We were convinced at the border she will never, never pass, because when somebody is summoned by this police, they close the borders because everybody wants to flee somewhere else. She passed the border. Nothing happened. She came to the Philippines and is now a wonderful religious oblate sister, Sister Mary Lourdes, because she converted to Catholic faith on the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. You know, my dear faithful, that's faith in Our Lady. I could explain you stories to until tomorrow afternoon if you want, but I have to stop. But this is the way Our Lady works in our days. In Poland, we have now in all the parishes 4,000 knights. And thanks to that, everybody, you know, the people got into contact. We have about 100,000 people who go regularly into our internet pages to hear our sermons and our conference. So the traditional faith is known more and more, even amongst people who have not been ready to think about that maybe 1 year ago. Because, we can say, of the COVID, because of these restrictions, because of this abandon of the Catholic faith by the hierarchy, but especially because Our Lady watches on her children. So let me ask you to be Catholic, a Catholic who must be a hunter of souls, a Catholic who wants to love the neighbor, a Catholic who is really concerned about the salvation of your neighbor, of the Novus Ordo people, of the pagans, of all those who run over the place here on this terrible airport, of all the Denver people and all Colorado and all United States and the whole world. This is what the great saints are thinking. Teresa of Jesus Saint, she wanted to be missionaries all over the world because desiring the salvation of souls. So she becomes the instrument of Our Lady and our Lord, and until now she saves souls in the missions. Now from heaven. Oh, my friends, what immense things we can do if only we think about that. When you stand up in the morning, thank you, my love, my Lord, that you have given me the life. Thank you, my Lord, and today I want at least once a day, you know, become your instrument. Help me to think about that. And when I have my headaches and when I have a bad moment, I offer that to you for the salvation of souls. And so you save so many souls. And what do you do for the others? This is a law. You do it twice for you. God rewards, Our Lady rewards, 1,000 times more when you are generous with her and you want to enter in her family, in her army. And then she will bless you. And your family will blossom, and your spiritual life will blossom, and the parish will blossom. So a Catholic should be a knight of the Immaculata. That is what I wanted to remind you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please take from these flyers as much as you can. They are at the entry on a little table.